Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. What's poppin', my niggas? You already know what it is, man. Big show tonight, man. Got the guest on hold right now, man. World domination, my nigga. Let's talk about this, man. World domination. KOTD. It's day one and day two. We've heard all the matches. You got Caustic and Arcane, Pat Stay and Charlie Clips. You got Iron Solomon and fucking Ilmac. That's some old school Crime Time battles. You niggas, in my gym's voice, you wasn't there. You wouldn't know nothing about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But there's a battle that when I saw this shit, I was like, what? Hold up. First off, this individual I'm about to bring on, he's been calling this cat out for years. And the individual that he's about to battle, I didn't see him ever battling back on King of the Dot. This is kind of weird to me. The bro on here, man. Tim, stop being dirty. What's good, my nigga?
Stop being dirty. Yes, sir.
Peace, my
what's
nigga. How are you,
man?
I'm
good. I'm great, man. Feeling good, man. Feeling strong. Feeling healthy. Ready to work.
James, first off, my nigga, how did this battle even come up, my nigga? Like, I'm shocked, first of all, that Matt is on King of the Dot. So when you got that call, were you like, really?
Nah, I mean, like, Matt's name been surfacing with me supposed to battle in Matt for a minute. Like, we were supposed to do it on RBE, but
right.
He's like, he's just a shitty businessman. So it's real hard to deal with him, like, from what I'm hearing from all kind of leagues. So I've heard it publicly behind the scenes, so we'll just call it, you know what I'm saying? We'll call it for what it is. So it's like we were supposed to be locked in, right? And then he backed out last minute, and then I came with a suggestion out of nowhere because someone had wrote to me some shit about Sirius Jones. That same day I hit ARP up like, yo, what up with Sirius Jones? And he looks at me and he's like, yeah, that might be a good battle. Called Sirius Jones, made it happen the same day, Matt decided to think he runs the world is the same day he was replaced. And then I battled Verb after that. And then now suddenly, oh, there's betting battles. I want in. I said, take a seat. So really, we could have locked in on RBE, but I wasn't with it. And I just think right now in the position that I'm in and he's in is the absolute best time for us to go at it. The comeback of Mav Hoffa versus the rise of Jims.
You weren't shocked the fact that this is happening. Not Noah Jims, I'm not shocked you're battling. I guess I'm more shocked on the platform, my nigga. Like, I'm surprised. Yeah. Are you shocked still that King of the Dot was like, yo, we're going to have math on this platform? I guess that's what I'm alluding to more.
Nah, man. Like, I'm trying to think of the initial. I got the call.
And then you got Jones.
Me.
And then you got Sirius Jones on the card, Jims. Like, this shit's crazy to me, my nigga.
Yeah, that's wild. But you know what it is, though? Like, real shit, I don't even be getting into that shit so much. So, like, I don't give a shit about none of that so much. So, like, when I heard, like, so when they call me for math, I'm more thinking about, all right, what's the standings that math is in right now? How serious is he taking battles? You know what I'm saying? Where's math's head at? Like, that's where I'm at. Like, the last thing I thought was, oh, yeah, last time he'd been over here, he got into a fight. Oh, Sirius Jones on the
right.
Call. Like, I couldn't care less, man. Queens, New York, niggas get snuffed every day, B. Like, I don't care about none of that shit. Like, whatever, son.
Right.
Like, that shit I really don't care. I wasn't even going to mention that shit in the Sirius Jones battle. I got the shmoney dance idea out of nowhere. My shorty at the time used to fucking do that shit butt-ass naked for me. So I used to, like, it was just in my head. So, like, I had just thought of something funny or whatever, and then bang. Like, but other than that, yeah, I guess, like, it's crazy, right, man? He hasn't been over here. Like for me, this is huge. Like, on his end, it's crazy, too, because it's like, yo, single battles, he's been getting smoked.
Yes.
And
I got to keep it real. Yeah. But see, the two-on-twos, and my partner, he's not here tonight, Sean, we had a discussion with that, and no shade to Math, and I'll tell Math this when he comes on the show. For me, Jims, as a battle rap fan, my nigga, I don't really hold merit on two-on-twos. I don't really.
To me, them shits is exhibitions, if you ask me. Like, that shit is like some real That shit's like all-star shit, like the all-star game. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's LeBron and Kobe, but it ain't really the Lakers and the Cavs. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so it's like I feel the same way. Not only that, like, you never not, and there's no shade to him. This goes for every 2-on-2. You just DNA, Sean, Matt. It's like you just don't know who's putting in more work in that team. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, it's different when they shine in alone. So with that being said, I just feel like not only is it big for Mav on the one-on-one tip, but it's also like, that's it. Your hype comeback for Smack is, you know, it's gone with the win. So this is your, like, I just think this could be his last real big build up, like, yo,
yeah,
return of Mav Hoffa on King of the Dot after the fight. It's been 2 years. What has he got to say? He's in front of this crowd, this league, all the this and this. It's like I'm excited on the fan's point of view to see the type of shit he about to talk about on the battler's tip. I mean, man, ain't nobody getting in the way of this journey. Nobody.
And you know what? It's funny because when I watched your blog the other day and you were talking about the battle, you and Mav, you said something that kind of stood out to me. You was like, you might battle better than me, but you don't want it more than me. I kind of thought that was ill when you said that, though. Can you break that down a little bit? I thought that was ill.
I just feel like sometimes, like, all the underdog stories, you know what I'm saying, breaks down to my entire career, man. Like, you don't understand. Like, I went, like, let's not stray away from the fact that I was one of the most hated people in this game, man. Motherfuckers, even, like, some people fucked with me was like, yo, I just think, like, I don't know, man. Like, maybe this just ain't the way. Like, niggas should make music. I even heard shit like that. I'm like, what? I'm like, do you understand? In high school and in middle school, I was da-da-da-da. Like, yeah, man. But, you know, like, for some reason, I'm like, nah, I refuse. I refuse. And I was so open to my faults and so open to the garbage, like, here and there that I was saying. Like, I don't think I had, like, full whack rounds. I thought I've said some questionable trash shit before. And then the thing that be really hot about me that sound good, I wasn't projecting it correctly, so even that came off lackluster. So as I was able to look at the game tapes, and instead of beating myself up and saying, fuck everybody, I was open-minded, and I took all my flaws, threw that shit in a blender, and said, boy, like, let's fucking make this shit happen, man. Between, yo, my rise in this game is looking like it's going to be one of the craziest ever, man. Like, I didn't get that right out the gate, love. Ain't nobody fucked with me. Like,
that's true.
It was blood, sweat, and tears for real for me. I fucking came from denying battles. I could have did a million of these little battles you see these motherfuckers doing. I could do all those too. No offense to all the leagues that hit me up. I'm just saying, since day one, I've been picky with my battles. I've took only the battles I really wanted to take. It's really like, at this point, it's like I was calling math out for a couple of years. It's just like, I don't know,
trap
man.
Out.
Like, I really... Yeah, man, like, dead ass, like, it's wild, man. It's really wild, like, the journey been crazy. So I just feel like where I'm at with it is, like, nothing stopping me, man. I don't care who it is, how good you are, it don't matter, man. I stood in front of A-Verb, Mount Rushmore, and I walked away with the money. See, I wouldn't mention that battle if it was a regular battle. Fuck you. I walked away with cash. Like, from a goddamn legend in this game. I don't care what you think about it. I went home, and you know what's funny? I did one of my fucking interviews right after that battle. You know what I told the camera, son? I told the camera, yo, I salute myself, because nobody knows the shit I've been going through these past couple months, even having to prepare for this battle. But I'm not that person, like, boo hoo, and this is why. Nah, I say it after the battle. After the battle, I already got the bag, like, yo. The fact that I pulled this win out after all the shit I've been going through, so I'm saying, man, my passion is just different. You putting me up against people who you don't even know that love the game anymore? You crazy.
Now, you spoke about the journey right quick. Do you think that in your early years in trap, I'm talking about Fatboy Gyms, do you feel you were cocky at one point and you kind of calmed that down a lot?
I feel like... I mean, yes. I'll just choose to answer that question as yes. I just think I needed to pump my brakes a little bit. I guess I was just, you know, I was displaying who I was and how I felt in life, the confidence and the eagerness to be the best just on an everyday basis, because we should all strive for that. But I felt like I was doing it in the wrong sense, because I wasn't, my talent wasn't matching up with that talk. So then it just looks like talk.
What was the battle that you felt that you kind of felt that, you know what, maybe you had to do the Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson thing, where you was like, I got to reinvent myself. Almost like a DNA thing, when you didn't have to join a group or nothing like that. But even DNA, I felt he had to reinvent himself. A lot of people, the K-Shine, a lot of these cats.
Man, I just feel like it wasn't really reinventing. It was the whole time of my career, I just been finding myself. So it was never like I was stuck on something. It was like, yo, if you go back to my very first battle, it was a one-rounder versus a dude named Hugh Hef. He battled K-Shine and shit, all this shit. But look, if you look at that battle, you'll be like, duh, you sounded better in this than like fucking six battles after this shit. And I'm like, it's crazy. I just didn't know which lane to go with. I just was trying different things. And now I just feel like it was less of reinventing and more of the, this is the original invention. Like, this whole time I've been creating a monster. It just goes to show it doesn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? For every loss you take, you're closer to winning. It's when you don't try that right. You're just going to be stuck in a loser circle. So I just always kept my chin up. I did my thing, because I could say the Shotgun Shook battle is when I was like, oh, now they woke up. Now they see what's up.
Right.
And then the Ty Law shit, even, like, just staying with that punching beast. But then I wasn't as good versus Rich Dollaz. And yet those battles were before
right.
Rich. So it's just like, you know, I learned how to calm down. And I just feel like, yo, I literally made my own lane.
So you sound excited, though, my dude. I ain't even gonna hold you, man. You sound very excited, bro.
Yeah, man. It's going down for sure, for sure. Like, I know Math is taking this shit so fucking serious. So it's like, man. I'm just letting it flow, man. Like, it's happening the way it's happening, and I'm definitely looking forward to putting it on. And you know. Hey, I do what I do, man. You know, my last two showings over there versus Loso, they Organic and all these dudes, Bishop and everyone telling me that I had breakout performance. And no,
you
shit
did. I thought
Loso,
that was
but,
I thought that, and I thought you and DNA was battle of the nights on the last Kingdoms.
Right.
Oh, that's
so
super
I
fast.
Went. From,
I already said that before you on the show.
I battled Loso, right? And then I had breakout performance. The next event comes around. And though it doesn't always work like this, but you're talking about a new face now on King of the Dot, right? So me and Loso battle, I have breakout performance. The very next event, I get DNA, and Loso doesn't even get a call back, right? So now I battle DNA with all these, with legend, Arsenal, Iron Solomon, Hollow, Disaster, like,
yes.
I don't give a fuck. The hype of Halloween Disaster was insane. Two fucking super vets / legends in this game. Like, salute to them. To say Jim's and DNA was better than them, for some people it's hard to do. But you know what? They had a fucking one-round battle. And if you want to talk about overall, back and forth, me and DNA stole the show. And then it's like, you know, they said I had battle of the night. And then here's the event after. You know, here's me again. And again, no shade to the homie DNA. That's my guy, but they ain't no DNA. You understand how I'm making this shit look? Like, it's like, man, who they put in front of me, I'm going to prevail. Whether their pen is better, their resume is better, because I worry about doing what I do. I know what the fans like from me, and that's what I do for them. And that's what I learned in this game. Stay true to yourself as soon as you find yourself. Because I just found myself, and I still am. But stay true to that, man. Fuck what everybody thinks, yo. Just all the upcoming rappers and bad rappers listening right now, man, I'm telling you, this shit fuck sounding like everyone else. They're just in a fucking bucket. Y'all all the same. Even y'all, yo, some of y'all entourages are the same. Like, yo, y'all entourages are the same. This league sounds like this league. Like, yo, I wouldn't even hold you, man. Like, salute. I'm going to keep it a buck, man. It's been stop being dirty. We're going to keep it real right now, right? So I got a notification on my YouTube like a couple hours ago. And it was a battle from iBattle. Salute Lex Luthor. You know, he bought the league and he's killing it over there running the league. Cool. So I'm like, yo, I see like it's like these two dudes battle. I think Gwitty versus some dude named Flo Leeds, right? And I'm like, yo, fuck it. Like, I'm rolling up. Let me just click it, see what's up. So I click this shit, And then, because Gwitty be randomly mad. Like, Gwitty versus Chess is such a dope battle to me. You know what I'm saying? Gwitty randomly.
Yeah, Loki was really nice. Dope. Was nice. Loki nice.
Yeah, so I be trying to, I click on a joint, and then, man, I can't even get, like, a minute in. Fucking, you got two other dudes from Gwitty's side standing, like, right next to Gwitty. They're all laughing and giggling, and Son on the white boy side is, like, all this grabbing shirts and just,
yeah,
you know,
wallow, yeah,
down,
yeah,
man. Like, calm that shit down. Like, all this, like, yo, what's the point if your entourage is the loudest in the room? I don't understand that shit. Like, I feel like I tell my man, like, yo, you was tight lit last time. You're over here fucking lipping my shit, you drunk fuck. Like, back up with that shit. We looking great. Oh, Jesus, man, is reciting it with me. No, he's fucking drunk. And he's just completely assuming what I'm about to say because he's an asshole. Or it's like, yeah, man, I'd be like, yo, keep it low. Someone's going to think it's gas. Like, I remember saying that I'd be having mad people with me. People don't even know that. Like, because it's like, we just chill with it. Like, I'm going there to entertain the people who bought a ticket to see me, not the people who came because they have to, or I'll say they're bad friends. Fuck out of here.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel math, because of the things you talked about earlier, like, this could be Math's so to speak, last call, so to speak. Do you feel that?
Oh, yes, his last hurrah, absolutely.
Yeah, but do you feel the battle with Show Off, maybe the battle with T-Top, like he feels that his back is against the wall, and on top of it, it's on King of the Dot, and on top of it, you know he's battling a dude right now that's mad hungry. Do you feel like you're expecting Math to really come correct?
I think Math is going to be fire. I laugh because I'm like, damn, like I can't even sit here and lie and be like, yo, I don't think, like, Math is funny, man. He done called my phone two different times from when it got booked to, like, last week, and I'm like, you manipulative fuck, you're not going to catch me in your fucking web. I'm a grown-ass man, and I don't know what Brooklyn do, but in Queens, I see your shit from a block away, nigga. So you better relax with a little, hey, let's have a fuck you. Hell, and then I'm thinking we're friends, and you fucking T-Rex in third round in my ass. That ain't happening.
Do you have an advantage? Hold on, do you have an advantage? Because Math's life is like a damn open book in the writing process.
Nah, man. It's almost, I wouldn't say it's a disadvantage because I was going to go all the way opposite. But what I'm going to say is it's more like in the middle, man, because honestly, it's rough because you get booked with someone that you automatically, yo, here's, let's be realistic, five things automatically that is well known with Math Hoffa. Five things. It's like boom, boom, boom. Oh, we know this. But that's the same thing that could work against you because it's like everyone sees that shit coming. And it's like, to be honest with you, I really feel like, in a certain sense of the angle, T-Top closed the book on a lot of shit. Like, he was like,
I think T-Top was
fucking dope talking about certain things. And it's like, in this game, it's just all about creativity. That's all it is. So your creativity has to be super higher if you're dealing with someone who, as you say, you know, his life's an open book, because it's like we already know that. You know, what was your take on it has to be special, and if not, please just don't even mention it.
Well, do you feel that? Because if you say something in Math and people are going to be like, oh, Jims, we already heard that shit already, my nigga. You're going to talk about Bonnie Godiva. Are you going to talk about him being a bully? I mean, I know you said you're not going to talk about the dope shit. You did say that on your blog, though, so that's what's up.
I mean, I say it like I don't care. It's not that I don't care, but I'm not sitting there like, yo, this is what the people's going to say. No, it's how I feel myself as I think about it. I'm just like, like, I don't really care about a lot of things that another person, a rapper, might care about. Like, I care more about, like, yo, like, I want people to say I beat you because your bars just wasn't seeing mine. Your performance wasn't seeing mine. Your jokes wasn't seeing mine. Everything just, you wasn't seeing me that day. I was the better man, and that's because my material was better than yours. Not because, like, I said something nine other people said a different, like, nah, like, my shit is just, I try to be special. You know what I'm saying? Like, the DNA with the soap shit. Everybody calls them dirty, but do they fucking bring a book bag and fucking strapped up with Dove? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, salute. Even to this day, I say, you know, salute to DNA. It was in his life's path to really flip that shit on me, but I still feel like the original was better than the rebuttal. I just feel like, dog, I had motherfuckers throwing it from the crowd, and it's just like, come on, man. And that's the thing. I get off on the originality of it, so, you know, of course, like, and again, it's like you don't get a pass either. It's like, yo, if you do some outlandish shit, you have to expect people to talk, like, all these people. Sirius Joe's like, all you do is talk about math. Well, you know what? You got punched on camera, motherfucker. Like, sorry, like, people kind of going to talk about that forever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And
it's vice versa. It's with Matt. It's all this shit, man. It's like, you put that shit out there. And people are like, oh, I'm tired of hearing this. Well, you know what the fuck you did it for? You know what I'm saying? Why was you a part of that? Why did you bring that energy onto your own fucking self? Like,
But
nah, man,
let me ask you.
Special for math, man. This is real special.
Is it dope for you, Jims, that you could juggle? Pause. Both leagues now. RBE is your home, and Kenny and Dot seem like it's a second home, right?
RBE, Rare Breed, shit, man. Shout out to ARP. You know what I'm saying? We locked in November 4th. That's gonna be retarded, pearly gates and all that, man. It's going to fuck down, but
so when it's
yeah,
so,
I mean,
so you know, in Goods of Battling, right? So hold on, my nigga. So you in Goods of Battling, right?
Yeah,
I'll leave that alone, my nigga. I hope that's the battle that everybody we want to see that though. But let me ask you a question. You got a battle in this month, and then the pearly gates is what, November 4th? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Shame, that's a lot of writing, though, my nigga.
I mean, you know, I stay ready, so I don't really have to get ready.
Got you.
So it's just like that's just how I answer that. It's like I don't play around. I don't. It's not like the pen is man. I'm just you're bugging. I write the same day I'm heading back from a battle that I had. I'm driving. We riding back, and my boys is like, there's no way you were rapping new bars right now. And I'm like, bro, I'm off this battle. I've been thinking of this shit. I thought about putting it in. Like, yeah, man. Like, I love this shit to the core, man. There ain't no last minute nothing. I'm ready. Mind you, I was ready for November 4th before I heard. Like, shit, me and Math got locked in like 2 days before we got announced. Like, that shit was the last, that shit just happened. Yeah, that was the last thing. Like, I didn't even think I was going to be on the card. You think I'm some fake? Like, listen, I try to promo and fucks with the fans, but I'm not going to go in live. I'm tweeting, yo, I ain't on World Dom. It's because I ain't on World Dom. I'm like, yo, look at this surprise. No, ain't no surprise, motherfucker. I thought they weren't calling. Then, boom, the call came in, and it's right back to work. That's good. I got tired of rapping the rounds I already had ready. It's fresh to go. And let's not front here. I had a folder ready for Matt for a couple years now.
Okay, so you had a clip. You had a clip already. All right, I'll show you, my nigga.
Yeah, nah, definitely. That clip definitely got chopped into, like, fucking 28 seconds, though. I had, like, 9 minutes. That shit all gone because it's so irrelevant and, you know, shit like that. Like, things that aren't really overdone in the same fashion of how it's said and all that. I've had some. I laughed. I even told Matt that. I'm like, dude, I have shit for you that's so trash right now. Like, that's how long I go with you out. You know, and even Matt's response to that is, he's like, yeah, I just feel like you've been, same thing Good said in interviews, like, you know, you've been working, and it's like, the fact is, I'm hot right now. That's what you mean. You don't know how to say it that way, but that's what you mean. I'm hot right now. My blogging is the number one, debatably, in the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
Love your blog.
I'm coming across. I'm on these leagues. I'm walking away with the battles of the night. Like, I'm really doing shit. The Stop Being Dirty merchandise will be available.
Let's talk about the merchandise quick.
Today?
What are we doing with the merch? I heard you say the merch is going to be lit. What are we doing with the merch?
Yeah,
I'm copping.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting the merch at
We got a couple of flavors. Yeah, I ended up dropping a whole extra stack because I was like, yo, I can't just come through with the one flavor. I only had like one joint done. I was like, nah, we ain't doing that. So I got two different
shirts for y'all, two different hat like flavors, and it's like it's fly.
But where can we cop
shit,
at? What niggas like me that's born in Brooklyn but live in Miami now? Where can I cop? Am I gonna be able to cop with them?
Oh yeah, the site's gonna. Oh yeah, I wouldn't announce.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
The site's coming up.
Okay.
As soon as with the merchandise, so I'm gonna put the link out, and then you know what I'm saying. Everybody who say they want to support, they support. Holla at your boy, man. I'm doing this. We spread the stop being dirty word, man. If you love battle rap, I speak of battle rap. I am battle rap. So that's how I truly feel. I, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like making the merchandise for the fans and supporters and just the stop being dirty movement, man. This shit is getting crazy. So that's definitely coming out with the site and all that. And then all that clean shit, hit the link and, yeah, like, yeah, all kind of shit. Like mail in, I got to fucking fold the shirts for your ass and all that. We all working together here.
Are you the favorite going into the battle of math?
What's that?
Are you the favorite going into the battle with math?
That's crazy. I don't know. Like,
well, I did a poll on the weekend, and when the battle was announced, I was like, "Yo, Jim's or math, talk to me, y'all." And a lot of people pick you to beat math.
I mean, I do too. So, like,
you like, me too,
I
nigga,
agree.
What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah, I agree. Like, this is like, there's no way I'm trying to have no type of my mentality writing and performing right now is just like, I want to all the way win. I don't care about fuck it, sound good with your comeback and all that, and I don't give a shit about none of that. I'm not going to be – I don't want to fall victim to your comeback on this league. Like, I feel like, yeah, like you said, yeah, I might not have a key to the front door, but I got a bedroom in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You want some, like, we got to pull the pot out. We got to get the futon from the basement now. Like, oh, Math is staying over. Like, you probably sweat OD when you sleep. Like, it sucks. Like, you're a guest here now. Like, chill, man.
Oh, man.
I'm doing my thing. Go back and do your fucking 2-on-2s with Cortez. Leave me the fuck alone because I'm doing my shit over here. Like, fuck you.
Your relationship with Harlan White, that's my nigga. Me and White used to kick it on Twitter back in 2012 type shit. How did you and White hook up, man? That's my nigga.
I just, you know what I'm saying? He's just rubbing his shoulders at events and all that. Like, I just,
right.
He always been at the joints. I've seen him even before I ever, like, rocked with him. Like, it just happened that way. Like, me, White, Pop, Troy Martin. Just like, you know what
right.
I'm saying? We all just happened to be in the same circle one time. I can't really pinpoint exactly when it did, but, you know.
Yeah, but y'all chemistry
just,
is dope, though, Jims. Y'all chemistry is
yeah.
dope, my nigga.
Well, we go, yeah,
it's organic.
Now it's been a few years, though, shit. 3-4 years and shit.
Okay.
Three
all
years.
Right.
Like, right. some shit like that. And it's just like, yeah, that's the homie, man. You know, I'm trying to, you know, White's is, you know, it's so authentic with me. I don't have to be like, yo, let's just link for the blog. We already chilling. So, like, it's like, yo, you trying to get something to eat? Yeah, fuck it. Let's go to BBQ.
Light up. Light up and let's get it popping.
Get that honey. Yeah, smoke.
Right.
And then it's like, we smoke after. And I'll be like, yo, fuck it. Let's just throw the camera on. And then it's like, you know, and he has his own voice, his own opinion. He's his own man, so I ain't got to do shit. He helps me. I get to, like, take a breather and just actually get to sit and think about the shit more with him there. So salute to the bro.
Jims? Well, my nigga,
let
me ask you another question. Is it hard for you when you blog? Not hard, you keep it real. But when you did a blog on Loso and Jay Murder, right? And then even Jay Murder, I think it was in his first round, he goes, yo, Jims. What a doodle doing? He's like saying to you basically, yeah, that's your man. I know you and Murder are good peoples and shit, but yo, you thought Loso was going to win that shit. Is it hard to do that? Even though that's your man, and you're like, yo, you my man, but bro, I got to keep it stacked. I feel you lost or I feel you're going to lose. Is it hard to do that? It's your, you know, a nigga that you cool with?
Nah, because at the end of the day, y'all might think it's hard in the sense of being like, oh, that's your man's, but at the end of the day, I'm a man first before anybody's my man's. Before I have a friend, before I have an associate, anything of the sort, I'm a man first. So my word stays true to me. You can't alter that because you don't have tits and a vagina. So it's like there's no way you can make me say something I don't mean unless you're going to seduce me with, you know, necking me off and letting me slap your clitoris. So if you don't have that... then you're already losing out the gate, like, from trying to make me. Nah, man, it'd be crazy. You know, sometimes, you know, like, I'd be like, damn, I'll chill with, like, I'll see Rum Nitty at the event. He'll show hella love. We'll chop it up. And then I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I get that one. Of course, I get that feeling in my chest that it's like, damn. Damn, that's the homie. But, hey, man, we got to keep it a honey here. You're only keeping people down if you're telling them what they want to hear. You tell them what they need to hear. You're going to help them win.
Fact. James, man, let me one last question. What battle are you looking forward to without saying the individual's name on the 4th? This battle on November 4th at RBE.
Man, he really did some real slick shit, yo. Like, he did some slick shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like you see where I'm placed on the card? Like, that's basically how we're all going to be, like, I'm assuming that's how we're going to, like, the role we're going to, like, perform. And it's, like, basically after the up-and-comer battles, like, I set it off with my battle. So before I heard the card, I'm, like, having a discrepancy because I'm, like, I'm starting the night. How dare you? But now I'm, like, fucking, like, but this shit is fucking lit, man. Like, this shit, like, the joint that is blanked out with no names on it is, like, the greatest fucking battle on the card. And it's so, it's unexpected to the point where it's like, bruh, are you fucking kidding me type shit? Like, word. Like, it's really, like, I'm not even trying to gas it. Like, we could call up. I'll do a prediction with y'all when the full card is out because I'm just hyping
Let's
it
do
this
that.
Much. Like,
Let's
this
do
specific
that. Let's
battle.
Do that.
Yeah, because you're asking me what is my favorite. I got to keep it real. Like, the one where neither one of those dudes is announced yet is pretty insane, yo. Like, I can't, like, it's like, wow. Some real, it's an innovative battle. Like, it's something that's like, wow, this is a classic. No, like, and I've never even heard of, nah, this is crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. So, it's going down November 4th, but you know, hey, man, this world dumb shit, the fucking RBE card, like, it's a beautiful thing right now. I'm in a good space right now, and, you know, I'm just ready to work, man. Math can do what math does. He's a talented motherfucker. His mind be here, mind be there sometimes, but he's just going to have to – he's going to deal with this battle in the path that's just designed for him to do it, and I'll do the same. And it's going to fuck down. There ain't no we cool. There ain't no he's my worst enemy. There ain't no none of that. This is it's going to fuck down. The return of Mad Papa on King of the Dot versus Mr. Stop. I don't got time for this shit. Get the fuck out of here, Mav. Like, you're fucking with me. He's a fork in the road, this motherfucker, because he's nice. He is nice. Like, Mav has just put out more bad than good as of recent, and people only care what you did for them last. So,
in that sense,
he super will be the underdog. He would not be the favorite in the logical sense of looking at that way. You know, yes, we know your capabilities. Yes, we know what you've done before. But what have you done recently? And as of late, you bring back the game tapes. I've been putting on, and you've been looking shaky. So, if you're a gambling man, I wouldn't be betting on math. And that is just the realest way I can put that. You know what I'm saying?
James, man, got to get you back. When I get the pay-per-view, man, I want to holler at you afterwards, brother.
Yeah, slip, man. Hit me up. We do what we got to do, man. I fucks with the show and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Since I appreciate you, James,
when,
for real,
man.
My
you know what I mean? So, you know, if I ever, like, feel like, oh, like, I'm stalling. It's just because I be tied up at the moment. No even excuses. I drive a lot. I'm all around.
Right.
I'm making, it's like, but we make it happen when we make it happen, man. Jim's versus Mad Papa, World Dom, October 21st. Jim's versus, oh, my God. Like, you just, like,
that's what I
want to
talk
I'm
about.
Jim's
versus, oh, my God. Jim's versus, oh, my God. That's I can't wait to talk about that, my nigga. Facts.
Yeah, man. Right. November 4th, RBE, ARP shots, man. What's up, man? Brick by brick. Y'all already know how we doing it, man. Salute to everyone fucking with the channel. Just Jim.
Facts.
Subscribe on YouTube. I done made shirts. I try to make them as cool as possible. We started with a couple styles, and then, you know, I'm big on feedback, and let's just keep this shit going, man. It's like I'm a man of the people, man. It's the people's champ. Yo, I do this for the motherfucking people, the ones who are high in the crowd, the ones who are texting bitches like, yo, I'm going to come over with the half salty nuts, but I'm trying to fuck around 2 a.m. Can I vlog in your kitchen? Like, I do it for y'all, man. We out here, man.
Oh,
like,
man.
Word up. It's a stop being dirty.
Jim, shout out to you, my nigga. You already know, man.
Till next time, homie.
Yes, sir. All right, man. That's my brother, Jim. Y'all already know what it is, man. Now, do a recap, my niggas. RBE, Riot is Volume 1, Loso against J Murder, what it did. First round, Loso sets it off, man, and the first word out of Loso's mouth was, you the type to brag how you knew the plug that can get bread. Well, I'm the type to brag how I know the one who decides when we pull the plug on your deathbed. Jesus, I mean, that was the niggas first bars that came out of his goddamn mouth. You want to talk about hitting a haymaker off the rip? Yes, he did. Loso also had that Dipset scheme. That shit was tough. That the Dipset scheme he did with J.R. Ryder, Diplomatic Immunity, that shit was fire, man. The Blackout White Supremacist line was fire. The Bad and Bougie Takeoff line was dope. The Murder Speech Impediment line, how he did that was fire. The Swave, now we both homies, some homies. That shit was dope, man. Listen, man, Loso just looks so comfortable in this first round. It's like he's been the vet on RBE more than J Murder, in my opinion. You know what I mean? He said, you took the wrong step in this spur of the moment. I guess I'm Zaza Pachulia. When Zaza Pachulia stepped on fucking Kawhi Leonard's fucking feet. You niggas don't watch basketball, man. Whatever, man. Fuck. Loso was mad animated. The jokes was there. Him breaking down J Murder's style. And for a small stage, I would say Loso was mad comfortable moving around on that shit, man. The Triple G Canelo line, that shit was fire. I thought it was a solid round, man. A solid round. A dope round by Loso. So I'm very interested to see how J Murder is going to match that particular round, because Loso at the gate just went in. There was no dry spots at all while I'm listening to Loso. J Murder's first round. Now, the first thing I'm thinking, like I said, I'm hearing J Murder rap, and I'm like, son, you have got to attack Loso from the rip. This man was hitting you with some haymakers, and J Murder, with all due respect, man, your flow sometimes, yeah, you have the aggression, my nigga, but your flow is like, you know, the clips grinding, me, Mr. Two Line, that was solid. The Peja Stojakovic ugly form, that was all right. The ball head hit him like Amber Rose. It's cool. The 21 Savage fucking up a whiz. 21 Savage fucking up a whiz. You know, yeah, I did like that line. The Sodomy line was solid. That was a solid line. That Ron G line that you had, J Murder, the Ron G shit, I thought that was a slept on line. I thought, but a lot of them young niggas probably don't even know who the fuck Ron G was. It was an okay round from J Murder. The aggression is there. He says some shit sometimes that might go over your head, but is it, even though it might be over your head, is it still dope? Like, I think sometimes because we the niggas have said something that was over our head, that we automatically think it was dope. I got to say, Loso won round one clearly, my niggas. Like, clearly won round one. Round two, Loso talks about Murder's aggressiveness. He just uses that because his pen has no fire or some shit like that. That shit was dope. The Murder, 13 Reasons Why, was fire. Every time you battle, your battle dropping is shadow boxing. I see you keep punching for the win. That shit was dope, man. Talked about the old red situation. All because he grabbed your shirt. Come on, y'all. Y'all can laugh. If you like Murder over T, what you got? The Passion of Christ? I'm trying to remember the bar. That shit was dope, man. The nigga Loso, dead ass, was breaking down J Murder's resume, man. Jay Murda quit it like the glove don't fit. That shit was dope, man. He said, your life is like a flash. He said, your life in a flash, Murda. You can have 100 lines on how you dumping nines. The gun in line. But tonight is Columbine. I'm about to clash, Murda. See, if they ask Murda, you should tell them. You should tell them I killed every single one of y'all by taking y'all to church. They viewing a mass murder. Some that shit was crazy. Did you see my last battle versus Funeral? That should have told you I was past Murda. Come on, man. What are you doing, Loso, man? The fuck. And Loso brought out Saga. You know, Saga, Hems, AWOR, their crew, this, that, and the third. He brought Saga out, and it worked. By him bringing out Saga, it actually worked. Because sometimes you niggas will bring niggas out, your mans and them to the battle to say a few words, and it'd be awful, my niggas. Let's keep it tall. It'd be awful sometimes, man. A la Poison Pen. I'm sorry, Poison Pen. When you came out against Team Army, against the Goonies, that shit was trash, my guy. I had to keep it tall, man. When Rain came out, was it Briz? When Briz and T-Top battle, A-Verb and Hitman, Rain came out. That shit flopped. Leave that shit to Hitman Little Brother. Hitman Little Brother. Hitman Little Brother. Showoff is the only nigga that can come out here and that shit will hit, my nigga. I'm on your block with the scope on top, so I squeeze aimlessly. I start at your feet, then rose to the calf like free agency. Nigga. Loso has some gun bars, but I like the way he freaked it, though. I know, Christian battle rappers should not talk about gun bars, and then he said something. I'm just sounding like how y'all are. Like, that shit was all dope, man. Solid round from Loso, man. Did he lose a step in y'all opinion? To me, no. Round two, Jay Murda. Welcome to New York. Something about the headshots. Suck a deacon dick with all this preaching shit. The Last Supper, Jesus didn't feed her. That line was cold. I'm not gonna front. The Last Supper, Jesus didn't feed a bitch. God don't fuck with me because I don't fuck with God. Because I don't fuck with you or fuck God. That's kind of precedent, my nigga. I don't really pray with the Lord. Like when Prodigy had a song on from Mobb Deep on the Pearly Gates, and he was like, I snuff God to put me through this shit. Like, I'm like, whoa, there's some things I don't really want to fuck with. The neck glove compartment line, that was fire. Murda kind of slipped up a little bit. It seemed like he was forgetting his bars. Stumbling over a couple of words. He called him a herb. Still calling niggas herbs in 2017. Okay. And then you and Showoff, man. You bring Showoff on stage. And I guess you niggas are trying to do some Buck 50 on Loso's face. Like, that shit locked. Archie Bunker wore Jay Murda and Showoff. I'm sorry. That shit was trash. Tweeted Jay Murda like, my nigga, you bringing our show off. That shit flopped, my nigga. And he tweeted me back and was like, yo, he fucked it up. That shit just flopped, my nigga. I don't know what the fuck he was supposed to do, but that shit really, really flopped in my opinion. You know what I mean? Round three, Loso went the route with Jay Murda. He had concerns about Jay Murda's parenting skills, about his son. The first degree murder line, that shit was fire. I just thought you got outclassed also in this round, Jay Murda. And the nigga, he didn't even rap mad long. He stopped real short. You know what I mean? Your third round, you talked about Ops Talk, Dice Trip, line was dope. Then the third round was when Showoff came out. My bad. The third round was when Showoff came out. Pardon myself. The third round was when Showoff came out, and I just didn't like that shit. Archie Bunker Award again. Maybe I talked about it because it just fucked my head up. Listen, man, I got Loso winning this shit 3-0. Yes, my niggas, 3-0, man. Clearly winning 3-0, man. And I want to say, Jay Murda, you have aggression. And you're not terrible. You know, I don't think anybody who battle raps is terrible because you brothers put words together. I can't do it. So I salute you niggas on doing that. But I would say there's something missing with you, Jay Murda. Like, maybe you need to holler at Gems and see how you can reinvent yourself. I don't know, man. With all that aggression, it just sounds like a nigga that's huffing and puffing. And it just seemed like a nigga in high school that was just, you know, from 7:30 when school starts, he's telling the nigga he's going to fuck the nigga up after school. And then at 3 o'clock when you meet at the bus stop to get it popping, all that huffing and puffing you did from first period, second period, third period, fourth period, fifth period, sixth period, seventh period, it was just talking. It was just talking. It was no, like, I got Loso clearly winning this battle. And I think niggas got to give Loso his props, man. Like, does Loso lose battles out here, my nigga? And I'm going to say something that's going to ruffle a few feathers. Listen, I think New Jersey Twerk is fire. He's fire. But has Loso this year been better than New Jersey Twerk? Twerk might have lost a couple battles. Obviously, we got to wait for the Cortez battle, the Mike P. He's won battles, so don't get me wrong. So I'm not shit. I fucks with Twerk. I will give Twerk Rookie of the Year. But I can't. Loso is right behind Twerk, however you want to put it. 1A, 1B, man. I think Loso's also had a phenomenal year. Now, maybe the level of competition that Twerk has gone against, obviously, that might be better than Loso's. But I don't know, man. I got this nigga winning this battle 3-0, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast.